Last week, we featured some authors giving their recommendations for summer reading. One of those writers was the novelist Tamima Anam. Here again is her book pick.
The book is called The Girl from Foreign. It's by Sadia Shepherd. She's the daughter of a Pakistani woman and an American man, and she grows up in Boston, but she lives with her parents and her grandmother. And her grandmother tells her that actually, even though Sadia's mother was raised Muslim, that her grandmother was actually Jewish. And she asks Sadia to go back to Pakistan and India to discover her Jewish roots.
I was about 13 years old, and I was going through some of my grandmother's papers, and I discovered a small velvet box.
That's Sadia Shepherd. We took Tamima Anam's recommendation and read The Girl from Foreign. Here's the rest of our interview with Sadia Shepherd.
And I opened it up and I saw there was a small silver pin. And on the pin it said, awarded to Rachel Jacobs. And I thought, who's Rachel Jacobs? It was an unfamiliar name to me, and it didn't sound like any of the Pakistani Muslim names in my mother's family.
And you started asking your family about this.
I did, and my grandmother said that was my Jewish name. That was my name before I was married. And this discovery became a kind of catalyst for me and then for also other parts of my family as we began to reconnect with this part of my grandmother's life that had faded into the background.
And before she died a few years ago, your grandmother asked you to go back to Bombay. What was it like to actually get there?
You know, when I got there, it was just days after the World Trade Center attacks. And it was an interesting and complicated time to be a young American abroad. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I felt suddenly that I was in a situation where suddenly I had an opportunity to look at my own culture and the cultures that I was a product of from a different perspective from the one that I was used to. And as I was there, I began to try and seek out the B'nai Israel community of Jews in Western India that my grandmother was a part of, but also to reconsider the different cultural influences in my own life and at play in the world today and the way that they're intersecting and sometimes coming into conflict with one another.
Well, let's talk about the B'nai Israel because it's a curious little community, India's Jewish community. Their oral history has them coming by boat from Israel long ago, shipwrecked south of Bombay with only 7 men and 7 women survivors. That's the folklore. What is really known about the history and origins of the B'nai Israel?
What is known is that they were shipwrecked on the Konkan coast between Bombay and Goa about 2,000 years ago and settled amicably into Indian village society. They maintain very good relationships with their Hindu and Muslim neighbors and have created this very wonderful amalgamation of both Hindu and Muslim and Judaic practices.
Now, you know, there are other similar stories about African Indians originally from Zanzibar who settled in India. How do the Indians kind of accommodate the Jews and these Africans, these kind of people who are displaced from other parts of the world?
Well, you know, I think that India, the more and more that as I begin to try and understand it in my life, it's less a country and more a federation of micro-cultures. And so you have the B'nai Israel who abstained from eating pork and from milk with meat. They might be living in one house, and the next door there would be a Hindu family that perhaps had certain foods that they didn't eat and certain days that they prayed. And then you had a Muslim family who had their day of prayer. So there's tremendous diversity there, and I think that the survival and the way that the B'nai Israel have flourished in the Indian subcontinent is due in large part to the tremendous religious tolerance of that region.
You know, if you go back to when you were a teenager and first found out that your grandmother's original name was Rachel Jacobs, I mean, that kind of brings up this theme of whether your grandmother really was Jewish or whether she really was Muslim. Did you ever come to any conclusions about that?
You know, it's a journey that I go on in my book to try and uncover that. And while most of the book takes place in India, I do spend some time in Pakistan, in Karachi, which is my mother's hometown after the partition of India. And I spend time with my mother's Muslim family. And one of the things that was forefront in my mind was this question of my grandmother's religious loyalties and did she ultimately feel that she was Jewish or Muslim? And it's something that I thought a tremendous bit about and still do. And I think that identity, while certainly informed by religion, those two things are not always inextricable. I believe that my grandmother honored the tradition that she was born in and practiced another, but ultimately I believe that she was a person of tremendous faith and that she felt deeply connected to both traditions.
Given that there is this diversity, is it something that sort of the world is ready to accept that we can kind of live within three religious identities at the same time, a single individual?
I think the answer is, of course, deeply personal for each person. It's something that I struggle with still. when you have multiple religious traditions in your home, whether you are required to make a choice.
And you have to make a choice. Why? Because at some point in time you might have a child.
You might have a child, or the idea that, as it was posed to me in Bombay, that perhaps it's a nice idea to live comfortably with three traditions, but that if you want to go really into depth in any one, that you might need to go further with one over the other. For me, I have divided loyalties, I like to think, in the best kind of way. So I do think a great deal about how I'll raise my own children. My mother is a practicing Muslim, and my father attends the Episcopalian Church. My personal practice is more eclectic. And the faiths that I've been exposed to are deeply important to me. But I'd like my book to raise the question of whether it is necessary to choose.
Sadia Shepherd's book is The Girl from Foreign. You can find a link to photos that Sadia took of the Bene Israel community in India at theworld.org. Sadia, thank you very much. It was great to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me.